السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين، وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن سار على سبيله ونهجه ومن استن بسنته ومن اهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد، وقد قال تعالى في قرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. وقد قال تعالى: شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. صدق الله العظيم. All praise, all thanks is only due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who yet again has given us this beautiful opportunity of gathering in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this Mubarak occasion of Jumu'ah, coupled with it being the occasion and the moments of the month of Ramadan. Allah ta'ala describes this month of Ramadan as ayyamam ma'dudat, that these are few counted days. Now why it's referred to as few counted days is because very quickly these days go by. If we just think back, Ramadan just started. We just remember the first Taraweeh, and now on Sunday will already be the 21st night. So how quickly this month of Ramadan is moving, and how quickly this month of Ramadan is finishing. So therefore this is described as ayyamam ma'dudat, few days. Allah Ta'ala is bringing to our attention that don't waste these moments. These moments are precious moments. And before this also we explained that what attitude a person should come into this month of Ramadan. He should come into this month of Ramadan as though this is his last Ramadan. As though we are bidding farewell to Ramadan. How many people we hear of and we know of, young, and they are suddenly gone. So we don't know when our turn is coming. So therefore when we are going through this month of Ramadan, as though these are the last moments we got of this Mubarak month of Ramadan. Anyway, today I wish to illustrate, by virtue of one incident of our akabir, that how they would spend this month of Ramadan and how we can take lessons from them. And the reason we do this is because they had the flavor, they had the color, they appreciated and they knew what this month of Ramadan was. So when they spent it, they would spend it differently to how we would spend it. For us, it's just increase in our routine. There's now Taraweeh Salah, there's fasting, there's iftar. But for them, there was a different color to the month of Ramadan. There was like a fever that came across them. This morning we did one incident. There was a person by the name of Hakim Tayyib, Rahmatullah Ali. He was very close to Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria, Rahmatullah Ali. Close to him, and also he was from a very noble family. And because of that, and also family lineage to Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria, Rahmatullah Ali, he had an extra close relationship to him. On one occasion, he came in the month of Ramadan just to visit Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria, Rahmatullah Ali. But Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria, Rahmatullah Ali, didn't like talking. He didn't like mixing. He didn't like too much of interaction in this month of Ramadan. His habit was, from amongst the other things he would do, he would read and a little bit more in case the month was 29 days and not 30 days. He wanted to get 30 khatams of Quran in the month of Ramadan. So he would engage and he would tell people also that I don't like too much of mixing and meeting. So this person is Hakim Tayyib, who was close to him, came to meet him. And his murids and his disciples were there. They told him that Hazrat is busy, that he won't be able to meet anybody now. So like that he went away and he came back again. He tried, few times he tried. Eventually he just got to make salam to Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria Rahmatullah Ali. Somebody who was very close to him. So he tells Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria Rahmatullah Ali, I just came to make salam to you. And I want to tell you one thing, that we also experience Ramadan, but this fever that comes upon you, this active understanding and perception of this month being very different to the other months is something else that we see upon you that we don't experience. I'm just saying assalamu alaikum, and he went away from there. In a nice way, he had the relationship, but just to explain to us that they didn't even have time to make salam. Forget about time for having brides in this month of Ramadan. Forget for having get-togethers, Saturday nights, everyone gets together, the boys and the friends. This was something unheard of in the lives of our akabir. They didn't even want to speak unnecessarily. So anyway, the incident that I wish to mention, this Mufti Shafi Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, he gives this explanation and this incident. So it is a sign for us, or example for us, to see how these people spend their Ramadan and what lessons we can take from there. So he says it was the Ramadan in 1347, it was coinciding with February 1929. He says, myself and Qari Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, whom we know famously was the rector of Darul Uloom Deoband, the principal of Darul Uloom Deoband, for over 50 years. So he was not an ordinary person. Qari Tayyib Sahib was a very great personality. So Mufti Shafi Sahib was now thereafter the Grand Mufti of Pakistan. And here you got the principal of Darul Uloom Deoband, both going as visitors where? Tana Bowen, to visit Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, to go and spend some time with him, to spend the last 10 nights of Ramadan in the Khanka of Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. So these two great personalities, they came there. And it was at a time and an age when Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali was also old and he was not too well. But his style was, he didn't like too much of mixing. But because his close Murideen and his Mutalliqeen, people that had contact with him, the only free time they had was this month of Ramadan. So therefore he would allow them to come, all of them to come to his khanka there. Otherwise he himself liked seclusion. He didn't like mixing too much. But he said, and he would mention, that my friends and students, they only get an opportunity in this month. They are all teaching. They are ustads in the madrasas and they are students. The only free time they got is the month of Ramadan. Therefore I have no choice but to allow this gathering to take place. And towards the ending, not only was that Khanka Masjid in Tana Bowen full, the classrooms, the Khanka around it, and even the courtyard was, a tent had to be erected, and thereafter, even outside, for those in Nafil Itikaf, those that were visiting, to accommodate the crowds that were coming to spend time with Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi, Rahmatullah Ali. So he says that Qari Tayyib Sahib was with me. He completed his Khatam of Quran on the 19th Ramadan. Why? Because now he's moving and he's going now to Tana Bowen. So first lesson for us is, if we have to travel in the month of Ramadan, try to finish our Khatam of Quran and then leave. Yeah, he made it a point of finishing his Quran. Yet he was a Qari of note. He would perform Taraweeh in the Darul Uloom Masjid of Deoband, and people from far and wide would come to listen to this Qari Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Very, very good Qari he was. But he was a person who could have completed, but he made it a point that, let me finish my Taraweeh with this masjid that I'm in. And then he left and he came to Tana Bowen. So Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said that when we came there, people requested from far and wide that around Tana Bowen, people knew that he was coming. So they came and they made one request to Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, that let us read Taraweeh behind Qari Tayyib Sahib in these last 10 nights. We'll do 3 paras a night behind him and we'll do 1 khatam of Quran. Now look at the thinking of Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. Now this is something for us to learn, the thinking, the mind, the understanding of these great personalities. So Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, he thought to himself that if I'm going to allow them to read in this khanka year 3 paras a night, those people in i'tikaf are going to get disturbed. Many people go to sleep after Taraweeh and they wake up. And he had a rule in his khanka, a very good rule, is that after Taraweeh, there is no loud zikr, there is no loud Quran, there is no talking aloud. Only time you can make loud zikr and loud Quran is at 3 a.m. So from Taraweeh right up till 3 a.m., pin drop silence there was in his khanka. That was his rule. And the reason he did this was, those people that wanted to rest, they could rest, and it makes it easy for them to wake up for tahajjud when they go to sleep after Taraweeh. This is something that we need to bring into our lives. Later on, Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, as we go through this incident, he says, I realize the hikmat and the wisdom of this rule that Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali had. He said, later on, I also realized that they create so much of ease for a person to wake up for tahajjud and for a person to wake up for fajr when he sleeps early. So anyway, how does he accommodate these people that want to read these 3 paras behind Qari Tayyib Sahib? So Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, he said, you see, nearby there is a masjid, a small masjid. And if you people go there and you'll perform your salah there, your 3 paras a night, then you won't be imposing on people that are here. Those who want to sleep, you can sleep. Those that are not well, they're not forced to join this jamaat. So you all will also get your 3 paras that you all want to read a night, and you won't cause takleef to anyone. He was very, very meticulous of not causing any harm to any person, especially when it came for one's own nafil ibadat. Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali would say that by doing your nafil ibadat, this is something that is preferable, but causing inconvenience, not causing inconvenience to anybody, this is wajib. He says, don't give up a wajib because of a nafil. Not causing inconveniences, wajib. Now we ask ourselves, how many times a person goes for umrah, or sometimes a person going for nafil hajj, or a person is giving nafil charity, but there are people that are waiting in line, those people that he's owing money to, all his debtors, he's not paying them, and now they are going through some type of taklif. One side he's doing a nafil, and on the other side he's causing harm to others. They were extremely meticulous. Despite two great personalities coming, this is how he drew a balance, that he didn't want to compromise on shariat. Anyway, Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi explains, he said that we had a habit that in Deoband, is after Taraweeh, we would sit together, we'll have a little bit of coffee or tea, and we'll have a few discussions, the ulama that were there, we'll talk, we'll discuss some masail, we'll have a small discussion. So he said when we came, we had our own room, Mona Tanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, because of them being special guests, had given in our room, we also continued with this practice. We would sit. But this was something abnormal in the Khanqah of Mona Tanvi Rahmatullah. For people to talk after Isha was abnormal. He said that we must talk like normal, and our sounds would be heard around because of the pin drop silence. So the people that were in charge of the Khanqah, they knew that we were special guests. They didn't say anything for the first day. They didn't say anything for the second day. He says on the third day, one of the people that were in charge from far away, he made an elan, he made an announcement that there is no talking allowed here after Taraweeh. There's no talking allowed at all. He says then we got the message, we got the picture that we shouldn't be talking. So Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah says, later on I seen that the hadith of Hazrat Umar radiallahu an and Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha also quoting a similar thing, that Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu would go around and he'll tell the people that sleep after Isha. Don't talk. There's no question about having get-togethers, brides and entertainment and boys getting get-together. There was no such thing as any type of parties. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu says, sleep. Perhaps Allah will give you tawfiq of waking up for tahajjud. So this is a very good practice. The person goes early to sleep. Otherwise, what is left of his Fajr Salah, he'll be cursing the Imam that, why are you taking so long in Fajr? People are tired. But he himself didn't go to sleep early. He was busy in doing other things. Anyway, what had happened thereafter, Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, he explains that this practice that he had and he had implemented taught us many things. He says, nowadays in this modern world, and he quotes a poet by the name of Majid Lahori. He says that our style compared to the people of the past, he said, here we've seen how the people of the past, they would operate. He said the people of the past, they would read Fajr Salah. The poet now is saying that the people of the past would read Fajr Salah, and after Fajr Salah, they would read Quran Sharif. He said, nowadays people wake up at 9 a.m. and they read Dawn. Dawn is a daily newspaper in Karachi. So people wake up at 9 a.m. and they read the newspaper. In the old days, people would wake up early and they would read Quran Sharif. So he explains that how important it is to set a routine, how important it is to make the arrangements in our homes, that people understand this. Yes, there's no problem if a person has something to eat, he may have some desserts, has some tea, but it should be some practice that we have, that tahajjud comes alive in our homes, tilawat of Quran comes alive in our homes, and the practices of Islam and Deen come alive in our home, so that we make a practical change, so that the generation that is growing up in our homes, they can change their culture. This culture of having this brides that we normally have after Isha is not an Islamic practice at all. This is actually a Western culture that has come in, and because we stay here in this country being minorities, so we also have adopted this culture that if we have a bride, then it must be after Isha. We should actually change it. There's no harm. If somebody wants to have a bride, there's no harm. But change the time. We're talking about after Ramadan. In Ramadan, there's no chance. After Ramadan on a Saturday or Sunday, change the time. Have it after Zuhr. What is the day if a person has it after Zuhr? Then at least by the time that bride is finished, that Maghrib Salah comes, Isha Salah, we can all go to sleep early. But if we adopt that culture that we're going to start the bride after Isha, what will happen to that Tahajjud Salah? What will happen to that Fajr Salah? So here Hazrat Maulana Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi explains, he says, what a great lesson we were taught by that one visit that we went to Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, is that after Isha Salah, cut out that extra talking. Forget about that social media chatting and spending time. You see, these are great moments that are left. These are the moments of the last Ashara, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that وَآخِرُهُ عِتْقٌ مِّنَ النَّارِ. Many, many people will be saved from the fire of Jahannam in these last 10 days. May Allah ta'ala make us from amongst them. And one thing that we can do is, if we can't do extra ibadat, if we are not in a position to do extra ibadat, at a bare minimum what we should do is leave out any type of guna. Every type of guna we should leave out of our lives, and make niyat from now, O Allah, that how I am practicing my month of Ramadan, I will continue like this after the month of Ramadan. If I got in a habit of Quran in Ramadan, I will continue after Ramadan. I left out sins and I left out unnecessary chit-chat. I left out ghibat and I left out slander and I left out bad actions in the month of Ramadan. Oh Allah, give me the tawfiq of continuing with this after Ramadan. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal and practicing upon these Mubarak teachings that we have been taught by our Kabir. And one last message is that every second is valuable from now, right up till the end of Ramadan. Let us not waste it and let us not lose it. Let us be conscious of it. If you got nothing else to do, a person got nothing else, then at least go and sleep. But don't ever engage in guna. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.